Good evening.
Oh, sorry.
President Enns?
Here. Let me call the meeting order first. Are you guys ready over there?
We are ready, yes.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Danielle, if you'll do the roll call, please.
Thank you. Vice President Chittens?
Here.
Director Foster?
Here.
Director Lyon?
Here.
Director Lloyd?
Here.
Mayor Irons?
Here.
Vice Mayor Johnson? Councilmember League? Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
And Councilmember Smuckler?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. At this time, I'll open the meeting to public comment. Anyone wishing to comment on items not on the agenda may do so at this time.
Good evening, board members. This is Doug Clausen. I'm manager and one of the owners of Morrow Dunes RV Park at 1700 Embarcadero, around half of the sewer plant. In the past, I've just been concerned about where the plant was going to be built and the smell, and it sounds like the plant's not going to be staying there. There has been talk that Cayucas may be wanting to try to operate it, and if the city can't do it, you know, I don't feel that there should be any sewer plant there at all. I have several packets of signatures from people that stayed at the park, and I'd give it to you. Who do I present those to?
Yeah, you can give that to Danielle.
And my question is, though, if I could get an answer sometime or another, is anybody going to try and operate the current plant? Thank you.
Okay, any other public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment at this time. And we'll move to the consent calendar. If anyone wishes to pull one of the items for separate discussion, please indicate so at this time. No? Noah?
Yes, I would. Just to make sure, we had talked about getting a review of the meeting of the Regional Water Quality Control Board. I did not see that explicitly laid out in any of the other business items. So just wanted to hear about an update about that meeting. I don't know if A3 would be the place to get that update or not. But I just thought I'd leave it up to staff.
No, I believe we're going to discuss that under item C, new business, verbal report and discussion of the city and district. And I believe Rob Livick and Tim and our manager, Rick Kuhn, will have a report for us.
Okay, that works for me.
Okay, I would like to... I'm sorry, anything?
Yeah, I don't have anything to pull, but I do have some comments before we make a ruling on consent calendar.
All right, please do.
I just wanted to comment on item A2, the November report. If anybody went through that, I just wanted to recognize our wastewater treatment team. They worked diligently on the emergency generator malfunction and to keep the plant operating. I just wanted to commend them on a job well done. On to you, President Enns.
Sorry, hang on. I'm looking at something here. Okay, I'm going to ask that we formally pull item A2. For separate discussion, and I would accept a motion from Morro Bay, Jamie, Mayor Irons, on the other items on the consent calendar, item A1, item A3, and A4.
We have a motion on item A1, I3, and A3 and A4 to approve.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Noah Smuckler, a second by Christine Johnson. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. Item A2, President Ayns.
Thank you, Mayor Irons. Cayucas, same motion, please.
I move that we approve consent items A1, A3, and A4.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you. Item A2.
You're looking for this page here. Is that what you're looking for? Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Bruce Keough, I just would ask for clarification on page A3 for correction on the paragraph that mentions ENS Electric, and the spelling in the report is ENNS, which is the same as my name, and the electrician, I believe, is ENS, not related.
That's correct. That was my error. It is ENS Electric, ENS Electric, not related to Robert. The gentleman that owns that company is named Mike Warholm, and I apologize for any error there.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. With that, I would ask the Cayucas for a motion to approve item A2 with that correction. Motion by Shirley Lyon, second by Dan Lloyd. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mayor Irons, same motion, please.
Morbe, motion to approve item A2.
Move to approve A2.
We have a second. We have a motion by Christine Johnson, a second by Noah Smuckler. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. President Ayns.
Thank you, Mayor Irons. The next item was whole business, status report on the major repair and maintenance plan. Bruce, you want to lead on that?
Sure. This staff report covers kind of an update to the major maintenance and repair plan that the council and district board approved last February. It gives an overview of some of the projects that are ongoing at this time. It discusses digester number 2 repairs. That item is going to come back a little later on the agenda for award of contract for sandblast and coating, but it kind of recaps that the digester has been taken out of service and emptied. We've done some structural testing on it. We have replaced in-house a number of valves and sludge transfer piping, and that project is currently on track. We also have some issues with the heat exchanger that we use to heat that digester, and we're still coming up with the final strategy on how we're going to make those repairs. The Headworks Influence Screening Project was another project that was approved by the district and the city council. That item, too, is coming back as item C2 for award of contract for purchasing new screens and a washer compactor at the Headworks. So we're treatment plant staff is pretty excited about those projects moving forward. It should make our lives a lot easier in the long run. We have completed a reconditioning of the chlorine building, which was another one of the projects that was funded in this fiscal year, and that involved installation of re-roofing the building, doing some fascia repair that on some dry rot. We installed a new roll-up door, put in some shelving, and we now have not only valuable storage space but also workspace as well. So it's been a real boost for the guys. Another project that was funded was the interstage pump and valve project. This project is currently ongoing. We have rebuilt 3 of the pumps that we had asked for funding for. We are waiting to install new valving at the interstage pump station until we can get to a point where that involves basically shutting down part of the plant, so we're going to have to do a little strategic planning on the operation side. But the valves are here, and it's now more a matter of just scheduling that work. And that should be done in the next couple months. Other good news, I think, for the council and the district is that we did do an electrical evaluation through Black and Veatch. They did a pretty comprehensive look at the condition of the electrical system at the treatment plant. And we have received a final report from them. I think the last meeting, Rob had mentioned that everything was just fine, and about that time everything was melting down. We were able to make repairs cost effectively. We were able to forward a description of that event to the engineers at Black and Veatch, and that incident did not change the overall evaluation they gave us. They gave us some solutions and recommendations to think about, but those are not some of those we will talk about in C4 tonight, and the other ones we may try and budget for next year. But the good news is I was really concerned that we may be looking at major expenses for repairs to the electrical system, and that's not the case. So that was good news for everybody. And with that, I'll open it up to questions. I do have I brought a video that shows some of these projects, but the room really isn't set up for it right now. But at the next meeting, I will make sure I schedule with AGP so that you can see some of the video and photos of the work that's getting done.
Thank you, Bruce. Let me ask our manager, Rick. You've been participating in this MMRP. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, we talked all over the holidays when the electrical thing got on, so we've been kept informed of what's going on, and we'll discuss the two items up tonight for the digester coatings and the headwork screening later on. So.
All right. Mayor Irons, the questions from your council?
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to start off. I just want to point out some comments and the recommendations. I feel compelled to speak to this, having my background in this, and I think that one of the recommendations on heating in the cabinets, having experienced similar problems with electrical components, their recommendations for heating and weatherproofing their cabinets, it's an inexpensive way to ensure the reliability and of the electrical equipment. So it's a good recommendation. I would encourage us to do that. Having experienced and seeing, failures as a result of corrosion and not being properly heated. So it was a note to me. I just wanted to reinforce that. It would be a good inexpensive item to ensure the reliability of the electrical equipment. So I just wanted to speak to that. And that's all I had. Anybody else have any comments?
Because I actually did have a brief comment, mostly in the form of a question and an update for the public, and it does, in a way, speak to some of the question that was posed by Mr. Clausen during the public comment about the future of that site. And we have heard some concerns from the public about the money that we're spending currently to maintain a plant that we know doesn't have a very long future ahead of it. So if you wouldn't mind speaking a little bit to the strategy and the need for this sort of a work to keep the plant in good operational form as we prepare and pursue other projects.
Well, I think first and foremost, maintaining the plant's operational efficiency and reliability is paramount, and that I'm sure that the public would agree with that portion of it. We are trying to be as cost effective as we can in bringing projects forward and trying to strategize. I'm really hoping that we have another digester to do next year, and we have lessons that we will learn as we go along, and I'm hoping we're going to incorporate those lessons so that we can minimize costs and do things as cost effectively as possible. And some of it is, we knowingly deferred maintenance on certain items when the old project was in place, and the treatment plant is certainly it's getting older, and some of this stuff is just going to have to be dealt with. And like I say, we'll try and do that as cost-effectively as possible.
Yeah, and if I may add that we went over the MMRP with the regional board in our meeting with them, and they were very encouraged to see what we were doing to keep moving forward. The headworks, it saves the whole plant, taking out the rags and the debris right off the bat. So they see this as you know, money that was deferred that has to be put into these systems to keep the plant running and operating without any problems. So, again, we've been very careful of putting forward projects to make sure we get the most bang for our buck out there. So they were very pleased with the report that Bruce gave them. So.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else? One more comment?
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for being diligent about the cost savings, but also about keeping the plant in operation, because even if we had, it's the potential there is that these repairs would have had to have been done on perhaps even the previous timeline for the project. So it would be an important note to make that these are necessary repairs if we want a functioning plant. And I'm sure everybody thought about that in December when things were a little bit less functioning. The other comment I wanted to make, and this is mostly just a general comment about the items we'll see a little bit later, that I am encouraged that the city and the district are working closely with Mike Nunley, and that's his business is helping us to bid for some of the work we have going on in the future. Those of you who've attended some of Morro Bay SWRF workshops will recognize him as the technical expert that was part of our water reclamation facility team that we hired through John Rickenbach. So I have confidence that he now fully understands our project and where we are in creating a new project. So I would be very confident in his assumptions and the things that truly need to be done and the things that, you know, maybe don't need to be done. But now he understands our timeline pretty clearly, so it gives me a lot more confidence in the, not that I wouldn't have it at all in our staff, but it's just an additional level of security that an expert is understanding where we are in the process. So I just wanted to make that comment. Thanks.
Thank you. Nancy, any comments?
No.
Okay, thank you. President Enns?
Cayucas, any questions on the MMRP? Seeing none, I would make a simple comment. Christine, to your comment about the previous timeline, I believe that March 2014, am I correct, Tim, in saying that's when the new plant was to be christened?
That was D-Day.
And I would assume that we wouldn't be spending any money on the old one after that. Thank you. Next item. Is there any public comment on the major maintenance and repair plan? Seeing none, I'll close that. And we'll go to new business, item C1, verbal report and discussion by the city and the district on the progress of the future wastewater treatment plant. And there was a meeting with Regional Water Quality Control Board that both the Morro Bay staff and the Cayucas staff attended. Our ad hoc committee, which consists of Dan Lloyd and myself, have met. And I'll ask Dan Lloyd to say a few comments, and then I'm going to ask Rick Kuhn, our manager, and Tim Carmel, who were in that meeting with Regional, to comment on it. And then I'll turn it over to Morro Bay after that. So, Dan, if you could start.
Thanks, Robert. The Cayucas ad hoc committee did meet to discuss issues related to a direction by the Cayucas Sanitary District in their option research on various treatment styles, such as package treatment plant options. We also discussed siting options for a new treatment plant within Cayucas, as well as right-of-way issues related to that. No action was taken. We're in a discovery mode, if you will, identifying pros and cons of the various site options in preparation for the eventual possible need to site a facility in Cayucas, but we think that that's quite a ways off, but we are keeping our options available and exploring the issues that we'll be facing if we were to put a facility in Cayucas. And that's essentially it. No action was taken.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Rick, can you give us a little report on what went on with the Regional Water Quality Control Board, and then I'll ask Tim to comment or...
Vice President Tim, please.
Thank you, President.
Let's see, Morro Bay staff and Cayuga staff. I'm supposed to get very close to this. Can people hear me? Yes? Regional Water Quality Control Board and county staff all had a very productive meeting last Friday, I believe. We went over virtually all the issues that you're facing, particularly emphasized coordination of our respective projects individually and together. We went through virtually everything, treatment levels, siting in some detail. And I should preface this by saying Ken Harris, the executive director, was there, Harvey Packard, most of the key players at the regional board were there, and the county public works director was also there. So it was a real sort of a top-level strategy meeting as to how to move forward most effectively, timelines, treatment levels, siting. There was an emphasis on the CMC site and an emphasis on sort of a regional direction. At least that's what I gleaned out of the meeting. And we looked at the CMC site in some detail in terms of its practicality with respect to both entities and regional's perspective on the use of that site. Let's see, some of the other issues, we dealt with some pending legislation regarding recycled water, which may have an impact on how we move forward. The settlement agreement itself and how we're going to be interpreting liquidated damage provisions, how we're going to document moving forward on that issue with regard to both entities. And the State Water Resources Control Board role in the whole process. It was a really productive meeting, and I think it's going to lead to some productive meetings on a staff level to sort of put our respective ducks in order and make sure we're coordinating our projects together. There really was an emphasis on doing some teamwork and looking at projects as a team instead of as individual entities, particularly with emphasis on CMC. Let's see. I think I covered most of it. What I gleaned out of it was some real understanding of the regulatory expectations of both regional and to a certain extent the state, because the regional, they represent the state as well. So that's kind of an overview of the meeting, but we'd be glad to answer any specific questions.
Thank you, Tim. Rick, do you have anything to add?
No, except along those lines, Morro Bay staff and Cayucas are going to meet tomorrow morning to discuss the outcome of the meeting last Friday and then what we can do to move forward. So.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Mayor Irons or Rob Livick, I suppose.
Exactly, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. President, Mr. Mayor, Council, Board. Since the last time we met, City of Morro Bay has reached out to a couple of consultants that we've had a relationship with, Cleith Harris, hydrogeological consultant, to look at the benefits of to the city's well fields if there was a discharge in Choro Creek to benefit those wells. So we received a proposal from them. We also received a proposal from Rickenbach Nunley team to move the project forward. At last Tuesday's meeting, Council authorized additional money to fund those two contracts, so we'll be looking to execute those contracts probably the beginning of the week and get moving on that. We've reached out to our water rights attorney, Ellison Schneider, to talk a little bit about water rights to reclaimed water discharge to a creek. The simple answer is the discharging agency has all rights to that water to use that. They're going to formalize that in an opinion letter to us, though. And as Mr. Carmel noted, we did meet with the regional board, county staff, and discussed lots of things at that meeting, including some things that weren't even related to wastewater and the city's state water supply options and moving forward on that. That's where we got the, as I've talked about before, the kind of the bad news about our storage in San Luis Reservoir. We got that discussion going on there. looking back at my notes here. I think in a nutshell, that's really where we are on the status. We met this morning with our executive technical committee to discuss where we're at, options moving forward, potential for grant opportunities, and looking into those. I'll see if Rick or Bruce might want to add anything to that. Doesn't look like it, and I'll turn it back over to the mayor.
Okay, thank you for that report, and back to President Manns. Melissa, are there any questions from council on? Yep, Christine?
Okay, thank you. I have three questions, and it doesn't matter to me who chooses to reply. And they're a follow-up question to Mr. Carmel's comments. Just wondering for the public and for those of us who perhaps aren't on the technical committees and haven't had a chance to attend the meetings, could you give us a little bit of information for us to follow up on our own about the pending legislation on recycled water?
It came obvious to me and probably everybody in the room there that the current drought that we were in, the legislation is starting. There's the Steinberg bill. I don't know all about it, but it's starting to push forward through the assembly. So everything is in recycled water is being driven by this drought that we're in. San Diego, we talked about San Diego. Right now, they were, if you remember correctly, San Diego was the only other agency that had a 301H. They are building satellite plants, and they have three test cases that are doing right now. One is using reclaimed water in a reservoir situation, and then I think the other two are dealing with groundwater and the reuse after it goes into the groundwater. So those ideas were mentioned, and basically it was set that the funding is starting to become made available out there for that type of potable reclaimed water, they were calling it. So it's starting to gain momentum now.
And just to supplement that a bit, the focus of that legislation is direct reuse of reclaimed water. The toilet to tap taboo is going away. There's a new phrase they use now. I didn't write it down though. But that's the gist of it. You know, there's a prohibition on it at this point in time. They're thinking within 6 months to a year there may not be a prohibition on it, depending on the level of treatment.
Okay, that's really exciting news. Maybe for some, maybe not for others. I don't know. Okay, and the second question, thank you. That was really thorough. And you also mentioned that you had a clear, this is from Mr. Carmel's report, that you had a clear sense of regulatory expectations, and if you could just clarify that a little bit more for us.
Certainly. That's an interesting phrase when I hear it back. They said do it quick, do it focused, do it quickly, continuously, meaningfully in terms of progress. Try to coordinate. Reclamation was certainly a key. I think that was the focus. Focus was move on and make sure you're documenting it. And I have to say coordination relative to the CMC site was in large part a focus of a large part of the meeting. For whatever that's worth. And as you know, Cayucas is focusing a fair amount of energy and attention on that site, so that may be really helpful in terms of tomorrow. We can discuss it at a little greater length, but we just sort of got it straight from their mouth that here's what we're expecting you to do, and we got to openly ask, how are you going to treat the delays? How should we document them? And frankly, I think it was a really good, meaningful exchange on everyone's behalf. They were very honest and open about where we were, how we're moving forward. And I think it was helpful for our respective staffs because we really haven't had a chance to talk with regional in the room about the direction they want us to go. So, hope that
helped. Right, thank you. That's great. I have anything else over? Oh, I'm sorry.
If I may add, the ability to come up with a cohesive project description sooner than later was emphasized as far as available funding out there, and the faster we can get together to point a project, get a project description out there, I think the faster we get our name on the list. And right now there's not a lot, but they told us that there was going to be quite a few very soon because of the drought. So that was also laid on.
Let me interject. The project coordination between the agencies, a lot of the stimulation there was grant funding. The bigger the project, you know, the more regional in nature, He and Ken Harris indicated that much more likely you're going to be eligible for funding, which I think we all knew, but the other optimistic element was there's some significant grant monies potentially in the pipeline within the next year.
And my understanding was that projects that were in the that were all ready to go would be able to apply rather than projects that weren't quite as coordinated. Is that that's what they were confirming?
And that's what they're saying. Get out of your saddle, describe it, and you'll have a much better chance of pick your site, describe it, and you'll have a much better chance, particularly on a bigger project on a regional basis, of getting grant funding.
Okay. I did have one more question.
Good.
And thank you. This question follows remarks made by Mr. Livick from Morro Bay. You mentioned that the water rights attorney had given Morro Bay some initial feedback about the Chora Valley wells and the water rights that we might or might not have there. And you mentioned that the discharge agency has rights to water. And
yes.
Could you just clarify exactly who that discharge agency would be in a shared facility at CMC?
I guess it depends who holds the permit on that that discharge and how the agreement is written. So it could be a I can see a couple of different scenarios. One would be a joint powers authority where everybody is it's a new agency and it's made up of different people. It could be a agreement like we have right now where all three or four or two entities sit at the table at the same time, or it could be a one agency. Perhaps the county would run the plant, and we would be its customers. So that's it depends on the what the agreement looks like when we get to the end of this.
Okay, thank you. And if you would permit me, that brought up one other question. Timeline. You all probably talked to just about everybody, it sounds like, especially if you had PAVA over in there. So is there a timeline on between the State Department of Corrections and the County of San Luis Obispo about transitioning that plant?
They didn't talk about a real firm timeline. I think there's a meeting being set up in Sacramento in the next few weeks for the county to talk more directly regarding the operations. I think the county's emphasis is the water system, and running the wastewater system is a necessary component to running the water system. So they're interested in mainly potable water, and that's where they're pressing on right now. But as a component of that would be operating the wastewater system. Tim wanted to add in.
Well, and I was going to say, Regional's interested because there have been some very serious problems over the last decade with operations at CMC, and there's a mindset that the county would be much better skilled and suited and has far better staff and equipment and funding to operate that plant. And discussions are ongoing. This isn't some future item. They're in the rooms right now trying to sort out how they can transition it, if they want to transition. CMC and the Department of Corrections are fairly on board in terms of doing the transition. How quickly, because there's so much bureaucracy involved, I don't know that we could give that a guess. I assume it will be within the next year. It'll either crystallize or fall apart.
I would assume that would be part of the focus, quickly coordinate action as well, that we'd need to get that sorted out. My understanding would be before we would move forward on a joint project at all, that would have to be clearly laid out who was operating it, if it was going to be the state or the county.
Right. And again, the gist of this is the county is attempting to try to gain operational control over that plant for a lot of reasons.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your replies. I appreciate it.
Any other questions? I have a couple follow-up questions for Mr. Carmel. Funding. So you're getting lots of questions tonight. The discussion about funding sources are going to be coming available. Was there a discussion on what those funding sources were, where and who they were from? Was it state, federal funding sources? Was it just a general statement, or was there specific funding?
No, there were, and I don't have the references in my notes, but there were references to specific pending legislation dealing with grant funding on a fairly large scale, and this is more a reaction to the drought than to the needs of wastewater plant operators and future plant development. It's really a reaction to the drought. It so happens that obviously reclaimed water is becoming really important in the grand scheme of things. We all knew that a long time ago. That's what's driving the train.
Okay, thank you. And I have one other question for our staff, Mr. Livick. In regards to the meeting in Sacramento with the, as you mentioned, CMC and the county having some meeting in Sacramento, I guess, to discuss whether or not can you clarify that statement? You were talking that CMC and the county were going to be meeting in Sacramento over the operation of the plant. Can you be clearer on that?
We didn't go into very much detail about what that meeting would entail.
Was that something that the CSD and Morro Bay should be involved in?
I think the county is going to keep us informed on the results of that.
Okay.
But I think at this point in time, it's between the county and CDCR.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else for Morro Bay? Here we go.
One question about what did you leave the meeting with as far as planned follow-ups with the staff? Was that going to be something we're talking within weeks, or was it a monthly type series of meetings? What were the next steps that were discussed?
Morro Bay Cayucas is going to meet tomorrow morning and discuss all this and come up with a timeline. But we're looking at going through this probably in March. The two executive committees for the city council and for the district will probably get together with us and some, maybe Ken Harris from the regional board, and sit down and be able to discuss it further. But that's what we're doing. At the same time, regional board and the county are moving in a different direction because of the water shortage, and they're going to work on that together. So that's our timeline.
And then to follow up with that, seems like we as a board, we've talked about the idea of obviously working together on the CMC concept, but there are some exciting developments with other options that we're looking at, mostly in the Morro Valley, and we're going to be developing more information there, obviously. So the question would be, are you still interested in attending those sorts of exploratory meetings so we have this parallel track going?
And that's another part that we're going to talk about tomorrow too, between staff, so getting us involved with what you're going ahead and doing. So it's kind of at a staff level, we'll be doing that tomorrow. So there's two parts going on tomorrow. So yes,
Christine.
And if you'll permit me, Mr. Carmel, one last legal question. That I had heard at one point that in order to transfer any operation of a wastewater treatment facility from the State Department of Corrections to a local agency, would there have to be some sort of legislation reversed? Somehow I had thought that there had been a change because the state didn't trust local agencies. So just wondering if you would know the answer to something like that.
There will be some special legislation necessary. That's what they're discussing at this point in time. It couldn't be done at this point. The state can't serve local entities. So that is accurate.
And then it was my understanding that the local agencies couldn't be trusted to serve the state. I had heard
that
was a particular case at a particular city that had taken advantage of a prison facility. And this was the root of where we are today.
Well, I know throughout the state there are different contractual relationships between the service provider and the state. In most cases, the state's not actually the service provider. They're a contractor, so they're essentially beholden to the local public entity. And that's a pretty unusual situation, and the state really doesn't enjoy that particular type of relationship. So there's a real hesitance, and there's a collective mindset that sort of all the relationships are built like that. They're not. They're contractual in nature, and you could structure them any way you want. But that is this sort of common belief. I don't think that's really the underlying issue. But there will be some legislation required. It sounds monumental. It's not. So the fact that there's this next step, you know, shouldn't really be a discouraging point.
Okay. No, thanks for the clarification.
All right. Thanks, Morro Bay. President Innes.
Thank you, Mayor Arms. Any questions or comments from the Cayucas Board?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment. I'm encouraged by the conversation going on between our respective staffs and the county and the regional board. That's really where the issues are raised and the obstacles and or challenges are identified. But I'm more encouraged primarily because of the unfortunate water situation we're in, that I would imagine that there'll be federal and possibly some state monies to look at regionalization of treatment facilities. And for our communities, you know, looking at $100 million to build a new facility, that's extremely onerous to our, you know, fixed income people in our communities. And so I would be really looking strongly, personally, at doing everything we could to thoroughly analyze the benefits to our community for taking advantage of grant monies towards a regionalization or a regional approach to the wastewater. I think the details are going to be extensive that we're going to have to deal with, the contractual relationships, the special legislation. Those, I would agree with Tim, special legislation is not really a big hurdle because somebody like Cacho would be running that and everybody would understand it. So I'm not looking at it, but it is a lot of deep water that we would have to traverse to get from here to there. So I'm encouraged to see that we could maybe do something very beneficial for our communities and saving a lot of money. That money can be used for other things, infrastructure, roads, water systems, if we didn't have to simply burden ourselves with a go-it-alone sewer option. So just my personal opinion. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Dan. Anyone else? Rick or Tim? We're good. All right. With that, I'd like to open it to public comment. Anyone wishing to comment on this agenda item can do so at this time. Seeing none, I'll close. Oh, Richard.
Richard Sadowski, Citizen Morro Bay. You know, the city of Morro Bay, you know, we hired a consultant. We had a consultant choose an option that is not the CMC option being the best. And here we are talking about a CMC option and continuing on that path. It's almost like the tail wagging the dog with Cayucas running the show again. And we're the lead agency, supposedly, as far as Morro Bay is. You know, the issue of an agreement, we're sitting there talking as if there's an agreement between Cayucas, a valid agreement that I haven't really seen yet, that we need to re-establish an agreement between these two agencies. I wrote a report about 7 years ago regarding the shortcomings of the current agreement. I still feel that that needs to be addressed. The issues as far as grant funding goes, Cayucas isn't a deprived low-income community, but Morro Bay is, and it opens up for grant funding for us on our end. Going with the city being able to control the water instead of getting into the legislation and all the bureaucracy with the county, like, you know, Los Osos has, you know, those issues. We could see kind of an example of what happened there as far as the cost going exponential. We can take care of this as far as Morro Bay, I think, can continue on moving in the direction with a local treatment plant that we control the water. Cayucas wants to go with the CMC, that's fine. As long as it's mitigated that they're depositing raw sewage going right to the north end of our town and then going through there. That has to be mitigated. But, you know, the city of Morro Bay is, you know, poised to get a huge amount of grant funding. This $100 million figure that you're throwing around, I think, is, you know, basically pulled out of the air. I think we can do a lot better and a lot more efficient. And there's just plenty of opportunities there that, you know, we can discuss if you want to know more about them.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, I'll close public comment. And I think we'd like to take a short break after that exercise, if you don't mind. And Top Dog Coffee has provided us some coffee at no expense, and the public's welcome to join us. So we'll take about 10 minutes, and then we'll reconvene. I'd like to call the meeting back to order. Thank you. And what I'd like to do on item C3, C4, and C5 is have staff discuss those, give us a report. I'm going to ask the board
President
and council.
Excuse me. I think you were talking about C2, C3, and C4.
What did I say?
You said 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, well, you're right. It is C2, C3, and C4.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll have staff give the report. We can ask questions on the individual items. And what I was hoping we could do is just make one motion at the end of the discussion that would cover all three items. That's agreeable with everyone. I'll ask Bruce to start the discussion.
I just have one quick question, just
all right,
for clarification. I'll look to your legal counsel on as far as going through these. Obviously, if we have different motions or different ways we want to go with that, we'll, instead of making one motion, we'll break things off and make a single motion, a separate motion on each item.
Whatever your pleasure is, you can do it either way.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for that clarification. Bruce?
I'm going to start off on C2 and C3 and introduce Rick Sauerwein, and Rick's going to talk about the award of contracts for the headwork screens and the digester coating project.
Good evening, President Enns and Mayor Irons. Rick Sauerwein, Capital Projects Manager. I'm pleased to be in the position tonight to come to you and seek approval to award an equipment procurement contract to Vulcan. Vulcan Industries Incorporated in the amount of $316,280 for procurement of headworks, screens, conveyance system, as well as a washer compactor. We've been through a lengthy process in preparing to fully understand the marketplace and to put together an RFP. That RFP went out on the streets January the 5th. We met with the equipment providers to review the requirements and give them an opportunity to visit the site so they had fully understood what it is that they were looking for. We invited them after they submitted their proposals on the due date of January the 27th to come in for an interview on February the 5th, where they were given the opportunity to give us a presentation on the key features of their equipment and the distinguishing factors of why their equipment is best suited for our application. Our selection panel, which consisted of members of city and board or CSD staff and members of Mike Nunley and Associates, as well as Black and Veatch, a technical consultant, reviewed those proposals. They participated in the interviews to provide a full evaluation of that equipment. Since this was a negotiated procurement, it gave us the opportunity to ask questions of the various proposers so that we could evaluate their proposals in a consistent fashion. That resulted in some adjustment to the costs that had been proposed so that we would have like against like comparison. And the adjusted price range of those proposals ranged from $291,686 to $367,069. After evaluating all of those proposals, it was the unanimous decision of the selection panel to choose Vulcan for a variety of reasons. But most importantly, I think it's their long track record of doing successful business in the headworks industry. Nobody has been working exclusively in this arena as long as Vulcan. They've been manufacturing headwork screens for a long, long time. About 6 years ago, they upgraded their model to take advantage of the latest technology and to take and eliminate many of the concerns that we had regarding potential clogging of these screens. And without question, the piece of equipment that they provide will suit our needs to a T. And so without further discussion, I'd open it up for your questions.
Okay, we'll start with Morro Bay. Mayor Irons.
Thank you, Morro Bay. Any questions to my right? Start at the end. Nancy, do you have any questions?
No, it looks good to me. Within budget.
Within budget, and we'll note that you did end up with a unanimous on your selection panel. Follow-up question, we had ruled out the likelihood that this piece of equipment could be potentially transferred to a new plant. Any change in that possibility?
Well, it would be real premature to make that judgment when we don't know exactly what kind of a new plant we'll be dealing with at this point in time, but it's certainly something that we can still keep under consideration, and if the opportunity presents itself, try to take advantage of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Christine? Just to tag on to that question, you know, I know we don't know what the plant would be like, so, but is there, you know, a market for these on, you know, kind of on the used market? I mean, did we look for something like that as well? After a few years, would there be a market for something like this?
I believe there is a market for that. I think Paso Robles will be selling their headwork screening unit. The timing just didn't work out for us to, they're not quite done with it yet. Otherwise, that was a possibility for us. Mm-hmm. And currently, I don't believe there was really anything on the market that fit our needs at the current time. But I think that's the best way to get the value out of that is to sell it as a used piece of equipment. In using it in a new facility, it's going to be difficult to keep this one operating. Remove the headwork screening units and put them in a newly constructed plant and still screen headworks at the old plant. So logistically, it becomes a little bit difficult to transfer it to the new plant.
Thanks. Seeing no more questions, I'll turn it over to President Enns.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Enns. Any questions, Cayucas?
Yeah, and thank you very much for a good discussion here. You know, what seems to me is that, you know, we don't know where we're going or how we're going to deal with it, but we do know one thing, and that is that our existing infrastructure all feeds to one location. And that location is where we're putting the screen. That screen may provide a very valuable function, even if we were to do something like CMC, where you pre-screen, you take all the bad material out of the facility, and then you pump clean material to CMC or up the valley if that would be the location. So I don't see this as necessarily a terminal bit of purchase on our part. It just simply may be part of a future system that we protect in place from tsunami and or high water floods or something like that. So I think it's premature to consider that it's not going to have some viable utility into the future.
Thank you for that observation. Anyone else? Cayucas, comments?
Rick, I read your criteria on your proposal and your methodology for selection, and it sounded very rational and thorough, and I would like to commend you and the staff in your selection criteria, and it just sounded very professional in your selection. Thank you very much.
It's been a real team effort.
Thank you, Mike. Any other questions, Cayucas? Seeing none, I'll turn this back to you, Bruce, for item C3.
Okay. I'll continue on. For item C3, we're seeking your approval to award a competitive contract for the coating of our digester number 2 to Corray Painting Company of Santa Fe Springs, California. The invitation for bid went out. We had, I believe, 10 companies that were interested and actually visited the wastewater treatment plant to see the condition of the digester firsthand. On February the 4th, we actually received six proposals, for this work. Those proposals ranged from the low bid from Corray of $98,920 to a high of $211,000. So you can see there was quite a range there. We did have some concerns about Corray's ability to perform. We did an extensive check of references and got some glowing feedback from their previous work. So we feel that there's a high degree of certainty that this is a company that can come in and provide the work that we need at a very reasonable price. And so I recommend that you take action to allow us to proceed with this award. One other point that I would like to make is that we're asking, along with this award, for a 25% contingency, and that is a bit unusual. But the circumstances that we're dealing with here really do dictate that, because whenever you go into the inside of a digester, there's an existing coating there. And so even though we've done a significant amount of non-destructive testing, when we peel that coating back and start to clean it down to bare concrete, there's no telling what kind of additional challenges that might face us. And so for that reason, we're asking for $25,000 for additional work if it's necessary. Don't know that it will be, but I think that's a prudent thing to do rather than to have to interrupt the contractor potentially and come back later for additional authority.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Mayor Irons, questions from Morro Bay.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. I think you said 25,000, but 25% contingency.
That's correct.
When I read that, I just thought, that was thanks for being thorough on that, because truthfully, you really don't know when you get into it, and it's, I thought I'd, commend you guys for looking at it that way. It kind of saves us from coming back, and it recognizes that, we could be getting into something right as we're approving this report, and there's no surprises for us. So I just thought, thanks for bringing that to our attention. The only other question I had on that was the 25% kind of a staff recommendation, or was that the contractor that was given input on that 25% contingency as well?
That's the staff's recommendation based on consultation with our consultants.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other questions from Morro Bay? Seeing none, Cayucas?
All right, any questions of Cayucas?
Straightforward.
Tim, could I ask a question here? On our agenda, item C3 has a recommendation that does not include the 25%. And in our staff's conclusion, they're asking to authorize the discretion in awarding an additional 25% contingency. Would that need to be included in a motion under C3?
Yes, specifically.
Okay, I'll cover that in a moment then. Any other questions, Cayucas? Seeing none, thank you, Rick. Bruce, I believe C4 is yours.
That's correct. This item has to do with the recent emergency electrical repairs that we incurred at the wastewater treatment plant in December. We had about a two-week period from December 11th to December 23rd where we kind of had a cascading effect, where we went from looking at our main utility breakers and why they wouldn't transfer power to the logic and the control equipment that controls that process, and eventually to the emergency generator itself. Fortunately, we were able to tackle each of those problems and keep the plant functioning and operational. I have to admit I was off during that time period, so when I came home they weren't real happy with me, but they did a really good job. Les and the guys really stuck to their guns and got very creative in keeping the plant going during that time period, so they should get some kudos for that. During that process, we incurred repair bills that totaled about $23,000, and we took that money out of the operational budget that the district board and the city council approve at the beginning of each year. That kind of puts a pretty big dent in some of our discretionary repairs spending that we have at the treatment plant. And out of that item, we also have other recommended corrective actions, one of which is to send one of the main breakers we have back for reconditioning. It has both electrical and mechanical issues. Both Alpha Electric Services and then Black & Veatch, after reviewing the incident, agreed that we should put a smaller 400-amp breaker on the generator itself to protect the generator in the event of any issues, electrical issues. The current breaker for the treatment plant and the emergency generator breaker are too large to protect the generator. They won't trip in time before you had problems with the generator. And then we are going to purchase basically backup spare parts for the control logic, agostats, breakers, time delays, whatnot, and have those on the shelf so in the event any of this happens again, we can easily solve those problems. So what I'm asking is that in the 13-14 budget for the wastewater treatment plant, the boards had allocated $50,000 for the purchase of new biofilter distributor arms to replace the distributor arms on our big trickling filter. We have not we've researched that project but haven't actually haven't used any of those funds, and so the request is to reallocate those funds for the biofilter arms to the expenses that we've incurred to date for the electrical and the other approximately $22,000 in electrical repairs we'd like to get done this fiscal year. We would then bring back the biofilter distributor arms for potential funding in the next budget cycle. I think that the electrical at this point is higher priority than the biofilter arms, and while they're rusty, they're certainly not going to I don't think they're going to fall off tomorrow, but without electrical power at the treatment plant, I have to admit, you know, most people probably, Jamie might understand this, you know, when the whole place goes quiet, it's kind of cool for about 2 minutes, but people get really nervous really fast. So in my mind, this is critical stuff that needs to get done, and that's why we're requesting the funds get reallocated. With that, I'll open it up to questions.
Mayor Irons, would you like to start?
Sure, thank you. First of all, I think there is some kudos to your team, as I said earlier, on their work on this, because I can imagine it was pretty stressful at some points in getting this all back together. So good work by your crew. Other than that, I don't have any other specific questions. Anybody to my right? Nancy, Noah, Christine? None? Cayucas?
Any questions from Cayucas?
It sounds like a safety issue, and I think it should be done right away.
Okay, I just have one technical question. Rick, on our budget, we've typically tried to leave the budget alone and not transfer money around so that at the beginning of the next fiscal year we would know what happened last year. I don't see the need to do this. Obviously the funds are somewhere. We'll fund it, but I'd rather see at the end of the year that, you know, the electrical went over and that the biofilter distribution system wasn't funded, and that would be clear if we didn't make any changes in the budget itself. And we'll recognize at the end of the year what happened, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you're saying that rather than actually transferring the funds, just recognize that we won't do the biofilter distributor arm project, and we will use those funds to do the electrical repairs.
Yeah, you're just,
that works for me.
You're the boss. Rick, we okay with that?
Yes. Bruce and I have talked about it to work within the $1.04 million that we had budgeted to keep that in there instead of adding a whole bunch of new projects, because this kind of popped up over the crisis time. So if we, what we're asking is to delay the biofilter arms, and then we'll just, we won't transfer the money. We'll just create this new project and then use that so it balances in the end to what we've already approved.
Okay, I would prefer to do that. Cayucas Board, want to comment on that?
Okay.
Mayor Irons, Morvay, want to comment on
any
that?
Any other comments?
Yes, just to confirm, that would mean that when we come back with the MMRP and look at the next cycle, we would be discussing the biofilter arms and any new proposals that are necessary.
I think this is more in the nature of a repair anyway, isn't it? It doesn't seem like this is upgrade.
Mike, I couldn't hear you.
It's more in the nature of a repair than a... nothing in here sounds very much like an upgrade to me.
My impression was it was more an emergency repair.
Yeah.
Am I right, Bruce?
Yeah, and the reason that we bring it back is that, you know, the JPA does address... the ability of staff to allocate more than $10,000 without board approval, and it seemed kind of prudent before we just shifted projects that we would bring it back to the boards for discussion and hopefully approval.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to open this to public comment on items C2, C3, and C4. Anyone wishing to comment, come forward at this time. Seeing none, close this public comment. Cayucas, I would ask for a motion to follow staff's recommendation on items C2, C3, and C4 with the following changes. Under C3, to add
25%
contingency. And I wanted to clarify this. To authorize Bruce Keough, your staff conclusion here says authorize the discretion in awarding additional 25%. Would that be at staff's discretion?
I believe so.
Okay, so I would like to include then in that motion that we authorize the staff discretion in awarding an additional work as may be required up to a 25% contingency. And then on item C4, we would change it simply to say we are delaying the replacement of the biofilter distribution arms for the next MMRP.
So moved.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion from Cayucas? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Aye. Mayor Irons.
Thanks for clarifying that motion. For Morvay, same motion as Cayucas. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Nancy. Second by?
Second.
Christine Johnson. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries 4-0.
Thank you, everybody. Next item is the schedule for the next joint meeting. Rick, do you have a recommendation on that? Bruce,
we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet.
My recommendation at this point would be we just sort of keep it as the second Thursday of the month for the next month, and then we will see whether we have action items to bring forward, and if we need to have a meeting, we'll have one, and if not, we'll confirm with the mayor and the board president as to the necessity for that meeting.
I believe that works for Cayucas. Does that work for Morro Bay?
I believe so. Any comments on that from the council?
We just clear it. The date would be March 13.
Is that what you get on your calendar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just so second Thursday of each month is what the proposal would be?
Everybody says yes? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We're good with that.
Very good. All right. Then the next meeting is tentatively scheduled for March